CITR 101.9 FM, located on Coast Salish, unceded Indigenous territory. Welcome, Ninth Wave, episode 20. Peace to Thelonious Monk. He would have been 100 years old this week. There's your jazz fix. We're going to keep it moving, though. We'll be right back.
Should've known it the way you looked at me that way. Yeah, guess I should've. From another, remember computer lab when I bump into your mother. I got a dollar, takes 50 cent, nigga, you need the dough. We was wildin' back at 06, EO. Get it poppin' if they ask for beef. I got my sippin' ninjas goochin' in that passenger seat. Need a light, what a lamp at? Boy, you better stand back. We cop that wild mouth, ninjas goochin' and we champ that. My space shit, a nigga gettin' laid. Had the snapbacks, we was stuntin' with the fade. Nigga tryna hit ya, shoulda chatter whispers. Niggas had jokes, I'm like, boy, if y'all don't get you. Looking ass, walking all fast. Girls over there, so we had to make them laugh. Ooh. It's kinda crazy when I think about our past, but it's even crazier how we taking these different paths. Started doing music, kinda on the scene. Hey. I remember when you called, say you hitting the Marines. Damn, it's all love, send a major ass a man. You did this for the fam, I'm talking AJ, Eva, Cam. Damn, you my brother, dawg, and you my friend. And I know it's gonna pay off when I see you at the end. I'd rather keep a G and no reason just to pretend. Boat shoes, moccasins, son, we sitting hella trends.
My fault if I ain't hitting ya. I ain't Hollywood, just got a little busier. Last year's school, shit, I'm trying to finish strong. Wells hit me on my jet, like you finished with them songs. Think I'm bullshitting, cause y'all peep, I'm taking long. Yeah, my brothers, plus y'all know I can't do this shit on my own. Nigga in the zone, shorty hitting on my phone. Niggas hating on me now, they gon' be crying when I'm gone. Started sipping on that Patron. Church of Mount Duke, shit, I started reading Psalms. I learned a couple things. You're sure to be your queen, plus she treat you as a king, nigga. This finna be a cold-ass winter. Gotta rise and grind, word to love, bruh, Akenna. We got the passwords, we just get the press enter. But it's all love, ninja, I'ma see you in December.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Ninth Wave. Oh shit, this is a skit at the end. Ninth Wave Radio, episode 20, I think. We're in the studio with Prado and Sis.
Yeah.
So, say your name.
Zulema.
Zulema and
Leah.
Is this one of the dancers?
Yeah, and well, night? Like she's a dancer, like friend, supporter. Yeah, bestie. Everything, manager, she's everything, yeah.
That's tight. Well, okay. I'm going to play a couple more songs.
Do
a couple
it.
Of them are going to be your songs, and then we'll get into a little conversation. But I just want to introduce you.
Thank you.
Right. Speaking of Chapel Sound.
This is Nancy Lee. You're listening to Ninth Wave Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sweet.
I'm too much off the cool, so give me the juice. Too big to choose out of all of you. These bitches kiss and tell, but I wish them well. I'm just overzealous. They think I'm selfish, but I'm working on my wellness. Hustle for my health, and I keep pushing this product till there's nothing on the shelf. If I go to hell, hope my bitches get to visit. Meet at my hotel, make another bad decision. You with it? Sipping on something that's bourbon. They all hating, we love it. It's just the beginning of it, you know. This for my youngins, my cousins. I'll turn nothing to something, so I'ma collect this money for sure. Come on, come on, come on. Talk to me like. Come on, come on, come on. Talk to me like. Come on, come on. We turn nothing to something. Come on, come on. Introduce you to the new me. My life's a movie. All I need is a Carucci. These women choosing. Hop your ass in this jacuzzi and bring it to me. You know I'm the truth, but you wanna see the proof. Well, you know what to do. Don't get confused, girl, I'm focused. This isn't news, girl, you know this. Just be my muse for tonight. I might change your life, so if you'll change your mind, I'll be here. Sipping on something that's bourbon. They all hating, we love it. It's just the beginning of it, you know. This for my youngins, my cousins. I'll turn nothing to something, so I'ma collect this money for sure. Come on, come on, come on. Talk to me like. Come on, come on, come on. Talk to me like. Come on, come on. We turn nothing to something. Sipping on something that's bourbon. They all hating, we love it. It's just the beginning of it, you know. This for my youngins, my cousins. I'll turn nothing to something, so I'ma collect this money for sure. Come on, come on, come on. Talk to me like. Come on, come on, come on. Talk to me like. Come on.
church no more. Crying tears of gold like I'm Mary. Living life like I'm so damn scary. I'm not real life. I don't go to church no more.
I've been cured.
I don't go to church no more.
I've been cured.
That place a fucking hospital and I ain't fucking sick no more. Oh, I've been cured. I'm besties with Jesus. Me and him chill at bars and on bleachers. We like Kelly and Regis. I bet you don't believe this. Told me aliens exist and that they probably see us. Had an epiphany the other day. Lost my Catholic friends to their ways. Not the type of bitch that's on my knees anyway. Anyway, I've been good. My heart is whole, the world ain't that bad. I cry the pictures on my phone. I pray I don't end up alone. I force myself to go and go. Pray to love and need for the moment. Super size as fries or soft drinks. Sweet like 60s, thick like milkshake. Skin so dark and they're so big. I take up space like Mr. Kool-Aid. But the higher up told me Jesus didn't die for just anything. Is that really so damn mad at me? About the way I play, we just kids living day to day. We laugh off hell and lay away.
I can't relate to you. You got a way on me. I can't change things you do. And you ain't changed me. So instinctive. Follow your heart, follow your heart. So instinctive. Follow your heart, follow your emotions. Deeper than an ocean, deeper than a hole in the heart. Whole lot of hurt for the start, whole lot of late night convos.
We on different pages.
We are the different combo.
We make
you, you know you've been on a different page. You feel different, babe, different, babe. You know you've been on a different bay. You feel different, bay. Different, bay. I can't relate to you. You got a way on me. I can't change things you do. And you ain't changed me. So instinctive. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. So instinctive. Follow your heart. Follow your. Follow your.
First feeling. Follow your. Like a first touch. You know the first one. When I first clutch your leg in the living room, damn, you was mad at me. Beat that booty up, loving battery. You know we slide in different places. If we do not fix it, we trade in these spaces. You know you've been on a different page. You feel different, babe. Different, babe. I can't relate to you. You got a way on me. I can't change things you do. And you ain't changed me. So instinctive. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. So instinctive. Follow your heart. Follow your. I can't relate to you. You got a way on me. I can't change things you do. And you ain't changed me. So instinctive. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. So instinctive. Follow your heart, follow your. We could be different. Maybe if you just listen. Maybe if I stop smoking. Or you broke down in this kitchen. Yeah, I mean you. Holding that bread up. That bread up.
Get some pretzels. Might delve deep into my mental. Take a puff and release in the matrix. When we met, yeah, you was my magic. But we kissed and I just didn't feel it. Until I thought about it, it gives me butterflies, butterflies. Being away from you. Being away from you.
I can't relate to you. You got a way on me.
I can't change things you do, and you ain't changed me. So instinctive, follow your heart, follow your heart. So instinctive, follow your heart, follow your heart. What'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you do? I can't relate to you. You got away from me. I can't change things you do.
Check one. Check 1, 2. What's up?
Hello.
How's it going?
It's good, it's good.
It's good. We're in the studio with Benita Prado.
Yes. It me, hello.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you here. It was dope to see you at Chapel Sound.
Yep.
For any listeners that weren't at Chapel Sound 5 year, you missed out. It was super tight.
Yeah. All the acts were like amazing.
Yeah. Nala.
Nala. Crazy. Hood Joplin.
Yeah. And then, you know, a little contrast with the other room with the funky boogie jams.
Yes.
It was good.
It was like, and the venue's so big and everything. It's just like
twister,
extravagant.
The
fucking bouncy twister.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
I know, it was the best.
Shout out Vancouver Arts and Leisure for the space to
Val-Vella.
Do the thing. Val-Vella. Hopefully it goes on for a long time and doesn't get shut down. As long as people stop writing graffiti in the hallway.
Honestly, I heard about that and yeah. I was like, what the hell?
It was huge at the other place, but the other place, I don't know.
They let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, it's like, you know,
they don't want to mess around. Just don't do it.
So if you're out there, like, you're doing graffiti at venues, the Saint. The Lido.
The same 333.
Same 333.
Don't touch it.
The same fortune. I mean, don't do it there either. Yeah. Don't do it anywhere.
I mean, yeah, just don't do it at any place.
Just stop. Yeah.
So, okay. Who are you?
My name is Prado. I'm a 19-year-old artist from Vancouver. I make music and I work on other artsy things and I have a crew of people like Leah and Zulema who are here with me today. Say hello.
Hey. Shout out to our other dancer and our other girl, Adalia.
Yeah, Adalia Mairena.
Yeah.
She's at the Lauryn Hill concert right now.
Oh, frick.
So she can't come through, so we didn't have a full game, but like.
And I've just found out Chronix is playing that.
Yeah.
Chronix?
Literally, yeah, like I found that out today too.
God.
But I've seen Nas live before.
I've seen Nas live too.
Did you go at the
twice?
The
twice?
One?
Yes, twice.
Did you see the one with the documentary?
Was that
the one?
No. Wait. He played a show
basically they run the like it was at the Vogue and they ran the documentary first and then like
and then he did a performance.
He came out on stage and like performed the whole album. Illmatic. It was the Illmatic like revamp tour.
He was supposed to do that. I didn't know he was supposed to perform after.
Yeah, yeah, he did, and like everybody ran up onto the thing, and I got first row. He like fist bumped me too. It was like the best moment
That's
of
tight.
My 15-year-old life. I was like, yes.
That's tight. No, I saw him.
Oh, hello.
At Rock the Bells in 2008.
Okay.
At the Gorge in Washington, and that was like phenomenal. That was when like you could see like 10 of your favorite artists for $50, or I think it was $50, and it was like Tribe, De La.
Damn.
Now it's like $300.
Most Def.
I know, now it's like $300, yeah.
Yeah, it was insane. So, and then he played again here with Damian Marley for Rock the Bells again.
Oh, shit.
When Rock the Bells was a thing, and then now it's like they just have one date in New York and one date in LA, and it's like.
Everybody goes
Lil Yachty probably. No.
It's
no,
they Lil Yachty probably.
I fuck with Lil Yachty, actually.
Yeah, no, like, that was name one through the road.
But anyways, they started off with, like, you know, 90s hip-hop and then doing...
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was cool.
Yeah, like, shit gotta go sometimes.
It was an important... it was an important concert when it was happening.
When it was ready, yeah.
So, you're 19.
Yep.
How's, like, what's the support system with, like, I know you got your team... How's the family feel about the music choice?
They're very they're very supportive of it, and like my mom is like my number one like supporter. She even has a shirt that says like something like everybody wants to meet their favorite artist. I gave birth to mine, or like made mine, and then like she wears it to shows and like lingers in the back. And,
yo,
like,
that's so cute.
She's like, yeah, that's my daughter.
Yeah,
that's my baby.
Everywhere she goes, she's like, oh yeah. Her career. And I'm like, what
that's
the
tight.
Fuck?
No, that's important.
I'm like, what career?
That's important because, like, you know, in a lot of cultures, it's just, you know, you got to do something. You're going to be an accountant or fucking, you know, the artistic choice is kind of.
Yeah, like a
nurse,
oh,
you're really going
to
do that? Like, you're really going to do that to us, to the family? You know, there's a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. But like
you're not going to college, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, why aren't you gonna go to school? Why don't you do this and this?
Why don't you just take one course for fun?
Yeah, my mom always says that. She's like, yeah, she's like,
you know, you
could have,
yeah, you didn't have to go to music school, mom. You didn't have to go to music school.
I honestly, yeah, like music school was a big thought for me, and then I was like, I'm not gonna pay to like learn something that I can YouTube. You know,
you're already doing it too.
Yeah, like I don't know. A lot of people go for like connections, but it's like.
It was good for me. I learned a lot of the technical side.
Where'd you go?
I went to Pavi, which is no longer school.
Oh, what is that? What is it?
It was Tom Lavin from Powder Blues Band. It's like a rock and roll band.
Mm-hmm.
From the.
I know.
He opened a school out of this studio called Blue Wave. And a lot of people had recorded it. Two big rooms. I think one of the soundboard was like the Doobie Brothers old recording deck.
Oh,
so it
kind
of had some history.
Yeah.
And yeah, they based the school around that and, you know, charged a decent amount of money. But it's a technical school, so they can do that.
Yeah.
And it was probably to pay for it to stay open. And then they couldn't even keep it open, so it shut down.
Dang.
Yeah,
because it's like a lot of, I don't know, even places like Nimbus, like it's hard for them to like manage everything because like there's so many people and like, studio time is just not accessible to everybody, and then like it's just a mess, and like
it is a mess, and it's, you know, you like obviously in technical trades there's no, I mean this particular one, there's no guaranteed job, there's no placement,
yeah, no,
there's no getting out and being like a professional engineer, it doesn't work like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, like in your certificate at the end of the day it's like there's some like literally like some black kid in America that's like doing your job already for Travis Scott, and he's doing it on the low already. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it helped me in certain ways, but you know, at the same time, like I could have gone with or without, and you know, the fact that you're already doing it, that's cool. Do you think a part of that is technology and like where it was when you started making music? Because like there wasn't really like there was this program called Music Maker 14. It was like this free program that I found, and it had these like drum racks, and I could like build a beat in it, and that was the first thing. But there was no Ableton, there was no GarageBand, you know, like how do you feel like technology's played a role in like,
I feel like it plays like a huge role.
You know what I mean?
Because like even if I like when I was a kid I was always like singing and like playing guitar and like doing stuff like that, but I think like when everything really like changed like for me was like when I was like 13 and I found GarageBand and I just started making beats on it and like adding all my emotions onto GarageBand and then uploading it online where like no one would listen to it. But then after the years like started piling on, it's like you build a little like fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And like it can happen to anybody now.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like, oh, you're pretty, you sing, like, oh, like good, like here you go.
And that's you think that's a good thing? You think it's a good thing, or you think maybe there's a little bit too much going on that it like it's maybe harder for the cream to rise to the crop?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I don't like everybody like has a right to their own their own creativity.
Yeah. So no matter what it is, it has a place in it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the ones that like actually want it will work to get it, like to get bigger on it.
Yeah.
And like it won't just be some SoundCloud songs.
Yeah, fair enough. SoundCloud. How do you feel about SoundCloud?
Are you going to play a song? I was like,
No.
Okay.
I was trying to play.
I know there's me like closing my sentence. SoundCloud's really good. I just think that they have a lot of like issues that like they won't be solving anytime soon because obviously like they're a major company that doesn't, like, why would they care? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just good that we can like share stuff on it and that I built my fan base on there mostly.
Yeah.
And that it kind of like
transitioned. Did you ever have MySpace? Was that a thing? Or was it like
no, bro. I think no. I was in the stomach, bro. I wasn't there. Like I'm young as shit. Like I had like MSN. Like that was what I got. I got MSN. I think like when I was in grade 5, I got Facebook. Yeah, like I never had MySpace. Like I didn't know what that was until like I started finding like old celebrity MySpace faces.
I think it's still out there somewhere. I think you can still find a MySpace.
Yeah, you can. Like I've looked at like I think it was Tyler the Creator's like when they first like came like in 2012. I was like, yo, I found Tyler the Creator's like MySpace where like him and Earl Sweatshirt like met on there. Yeah, like that whole story. Like everybody knows that story, you know? Yeah, like that's where I found it.
What you used to be in a crew?
Oh. This one, this question, what does it always happen?
It's a question leading up to.
Okay, yes. Okay, let's not let it take up too much time. yes, I was in a crew.
Yeah, and what was the like going just doing your own solo thing? That must have been like a breath of fresh air for you. You know what I mean?
I
don't need to fucking bounce ideas off. You know, other people. I don't need to worry about anybody else.
Well, it wasn't even like a matter of me bouncing ideas off of people that didn't want to be around me. Like, I'm literally just like my friends know and like people that work with me know that I'm a very like hermited, like weirdo, like type person that doesn't even like I honestly barely work with people in person because I'm always just in like my own world type thing.
Mm.
So when I was like in a crew, it was so automatic that like I wasn't invited to meets or like. I wasn't one of them, you know, just because, like, they're a whole group of guys and they did shows together and went to meetings together and acted all, like, bro'd up. And then it was just, like, me, this girl that's, like, there. And I made good shit, like, while I was with them. And, like, I don't know, they just rejected my ideas most of the time. So, like, that's why, like, ultimately I made the decision to, like, move forth with my own stuff. And I recommended it to them, too, to, like, disband and work on themselves. And they did. They rebranded, so it's good. It's all good. That's it. Like, and I told them the truth. Like, no one's going to work as hard for you as you will work for yourself, you know?
Yeah, totally. And your own, like, it's nice to be able to be your own kind of soundboard and be like, oh, I like it. And if I like it,
exactly.
Someone else is going to fucking like it.
If I like it and if my sister approves of it and doesn't call me trash, then it's like, I already know. That's it. It's
that
like...
one time.
Yeah, no, one time I worked on a song for 8 hours. Like, literally 8 hours I worked on it. And she came into the room and heard it. And she was like,
nah,
it's fucking garbage.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she's like, start again. And I actually cried. Because that was, like, I was working so hard on, like, my own album. And, like, and I produced everything, too. And she was just like, it's whack. Yeah. Throw it away.
Well, you need that one person.
You need those people who
like,
can
no
do that.
Bullshit, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think I have those people. I'd like to think that my homies would tell me if my shit was whack, you know? Tell me if my shit's whack, yo.
Tell me if my shit's whack, bro. Bro, you gotta
right
tell
now.
Me now, yeah?
Bro, yo, be a bro, yo.
Yo, call him right now.
Call him right now if this shit's whack.
What's your setup at home? What do you use?
I use Logic Pro X and Ableton.
Sick.
I was never, like, an FL person because I had, like, a big... like Macintosh that I got from my brother and then that's what I just kept working off of. And it's like probably like a 2010 model or something, but it's still kicking.
Still kicking? You're still using that? Nice.
Yeah, I'm still like I never changed because I can't afford to. I love the truth. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to buy like a new laptop to make FL and like,
no.
There's no point.
No.
Still make bangers though.
Still bangers though.
Still bangers though.
Still bangers.
I was just watching, you know, No Name?
Yes.
MC. Mm-hmm. I was just watching her Tiny Desk, and she was talking about starting to write songs, like, from a vulnerable place, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I know a lot of your songs are, like, love songs or, like, you know, songs about, like, how you're feeling, like, stuff that people can relate to.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, when I go to write, the songs that come easiest for me are kind of, like, love songs, songs about relationship or... you know, how I'm feeling in regards to whatever, sex or, they just come a little bit easier because it's this kind of raw emotion that everyone can kind of relate to or not relate to and, you know, but she was talking about, let's heal the world with vulnerability. She said that before one of the songs. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, because she said when she started writing from a place of like talking about sad shit or whatever, she, you know, her friends started loving her music a little bit more. How do you feel like, you know, that I can tell there's some, you're telling some maybe personal stories in some of your songs, like how does that, like, how does that feel for you, you know, being so open about certain stuff, even if you're not, you know, naming names or whatever, just to like put the story on wax and be like, this is something that happened, you know, only a few people are going to know. You know, do you think that's a major attraction for your music, or like, how do you feel about that?
I could say it's like anything that I make is like organically based out of like what I will, like what's my thought process like in the moment, and like whatever I make is like always gonna be like a reflection of like my consciousness, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I'll make like love songs, and it's like maybe just out of like a place of like, you know, either like experience or like a place of like longing, you know what I mean? And I started always making like depressing music. Like they know, like the first stuff, like I swear, like everything that I made before, like I have a whole album like called Dark One. Like it's literally called the Dark Album, like the Dark One, because it's like all the songs on it are like depressing, as like I literally had to let all those songs go for me to like move on to the next thing, because I know that I always was like a depressing like writer, and I don't know what it was, like I just always like to write like sad shit. I think it was just because it gets like the emotion going out of me, and like out of like my like whoever was listening to me at the moment. But I think with things like Likeline and everything, and the new songs that have come up, like Trick, like I was so happy when I wrote Trick, because like it makes you feel like a bad bitch, you know what I mean? Like I just want to like reflect out like the same confidence that I have onto like other people, and like bring that like full circle type thing, and like reflect how I feel, or like my emotions. And like I'm even working like on a mixtape now, and it's like songs like Rockstar Life, where like
it's, that shit was hot. Where, like, I really like that song,
you know, and where the lyrics are a bit more like surreal, you know. And that's like the whole idea of like everything that I do is like surrealism, and like kind of taking it to the heightened, because everything like you absorb inside of you is like just a reflection of what you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everything you take in from your surroundings is just like what you want to take from it, you know. So like that's what I'm omitting out into the if that makes any damn sense. But yeah, anybody's like I'll either get, oh, you're really good at writing love songs, or you're really good at writing like bad bitch anthems, and I'm like, oh, like that's good, because like I guess I did like ghostwriting for like a little while like too, so it was a lot of like,
yeah. How, what's your experience with that, and like maybe, you know, dealing with like labels? Like, is that who was through? Is somebody?
Yeah,
who's,
well, it'll just
you?
Be through like managers, and like there are people, like, you know, it all like connects. But
was it fun? Did you like doing it? Or?
Yeah, like it's a lot of fun to like see what they like and what they don't. But like you'll send them something they really like, and then like you'll want it back, or you'll be
you're like, that is tight.
You'll be like, oh, like I think this is more of like a me. Like you're omitting yourself into it, or like you're not writing in someone's like it's basically you look at that person, they're like, hey, this person wants this type song, and this is how much people they think they're going to like achieve by this song. So we have you and like two other writers working on it.
Yeah.
Like now, like go, like everybody go, like everybody just brainstorm what you think this person would say.
That's
and then
tight.
You all do it. But then for me, I get too caught up in myself when I write songs. I'm like, oh no, that shouldn't be for like this like male rapper, like I'm literally using all all these pronouns and they wouldn't like it, and but like for me it doesn't matter, but to them it would, like little stuff like that.
Yeah I remember the one time I did a track for somebody, they wanted to change something, like I did something a little bit different, like it wasn't just on beat, and he wanted me to rap it in a way that just seemed very like da 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 da, and I was like, it's like, okay. I was like, okay, I did it, because it's like he's paying me. But I was like, oh, man, I like the way I like did a little skibbity thing, and it's, you know, there's more of a compromise, I guess.
Yeah, that's like songs like Likeline. Like I really wanted, I wrote Likeline with like Sam from Solo Key. Like his voice was like in my head when I wrote that, and I was like, oh, I just want to give that to him, like as that song.
Yeah.
But like as the song progressed, I'm like, this is my song now. My you know song. What it's I mean? Like the beginning would seem like it, but. Like, not anymore. Sorry, her mom just texted me. Hi, mom. What's
up, mom?
Hi, Emmanuel, and Angelina, and my dad, and my niece, probably. Nicole.
Shout out to the family. Do you wanna do a song?
Yeah, okay. What you got for me? What's the first one?
Oh, well, you're talking about like lines. Let's do that. Like line.
Okay.
And then Once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM out of UBC. We got Pato in the studio. And she's gonna do some songs for us. Check it out.
I put you on like line, I put you on. I can never catch you, my net. Surfing through waves like the internet. God, is this an inner test? I can never ever rest. I feel his heart, it's in my chest. I can take another breath. I breathe this bitch like cigarettes. Just a look and I was dead. Please look into my eyes. I miss Medusa. I might use ya, bruise ya. Don't give me a disguise. I just wanna know what you like. Don't give me a disguise. I just wanna know what you like. I'll put you on like line. I'll put you on like line. I'll put you on like line. I'll put you on. I'll put you on like line. I put you on like line, I put you on. Boy, why don't you feel me? Boy, want the real me, real me, real. Why don't you fucking want me? I ain't another bitch you picked up from the joy street. Hold me, I just wanna browse me. Then we unfolding. What the fuck you holding back? I'm exploding that. On my fucking heart, I ain't going back. I can't stay focused, yo, I'm always on attack. The fact that you ain't looking at me, I ain't feeling that. But you can have your white girl in a white world in a white house. Cause I never slack, I'm a black girl in a black. Black eyes and a big ass, I'm a matte black. Cause the dark is the home that I reside. I can open your world, baby, you know why. I put you on like line.
Hey.
My voice is like low-key raspy and I'm just like, dang, what am I doing?
Raspy's good. But take care of your voice. Water, that's good.
Water.
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 Water is like
water. Water is like.
Water is like a really good reserve.
Water is like a. You won't get it, but like she's really bad at social studies.
And she had an epiphany.
Like she's like, water is such a good resource. Like no shit.
I have nothing to contribute to.
Anyway, continue.
I like that song a lot. And I like how it's like, you know, it's like, I put you on like line, like, you know, like.
I put you on.
It's, I feel like. There's not enough.
Line. I feel like line.
I mean, there's more and more of it, but just love songs being written from the perspective of the female in like a position of power, I just feel like is just not as much of a communicated narrative as it should be. And it's more and more of it, like number one song in the fucking world right now, Cardi B. You know what I mean? That's number one. I like that song. I played it on the show. Like I like that song a lot. And, you know, it's kind of throws out the window, you know. Like, for instance, the last time that a female artist got number one with a solo record was Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Who's playing tonight. And that was for a song off Miseducation. So it's two completely, you know, kind of different worlds, but same record, same, like, you know, feat, you know, 15 years apart. So it's cool. And I appreciate, like, you know, you on stage with your dancers, bossy as fuck. It was so fun to watch, like, honestly. Yeah. And maybe a part of it's because I just don't, you know, I don't see that all the time, you know, and it's exciting. As far as, like, being a person of color, female in this industry, like, do you feel like that's something you want to talk about in your music? Do you feel like politics should be brought into the music, or do you feel like, you know, you can just make music whatever you want? It can be kind of neutral as far as the stance, and as long as you're about it in your everyday life, it doesn't have to come across in the music. How do you feel about that?
I feel like if you're gonna, like, take the identity of a person of color, then you should address what you actually go through as a person of color.
Yeah.
But in everything that you do, like, in your music, it actually matters way more, because you're literally showing people, like, what is, like, you're setting the standard pretty much for everything. Like, anything that you do sets the standard for how they will treat somebody that's just like you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why, like, in everything I like, state, like, yeah, like, I'm like, literally an Afro-Colombian woman that's here, like, doing things in Vancouver. And in a place that is so white and, like, and gentrified, that I'm, like, trying my hardest to, like, pull everything together. And I can't do it, like, by myself. So I think it's, like, it's even more important that other people know that, like, if you're a person of color, you should be putting in that work, right?
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. 'Cause, like, I just seen this Eminem verse that he just did about Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, I didn't even watch it yet, but I saw like a thumbnail or something. I was like, wow.
He has, like, this weird stubble. It looks like it's airbrushed on. It's kind of, it's interesting. It looks weird. He looks like, it doesn't.
He looks so old now.
He looks like a hologram or something. It's weird. It's a weird video.
Eminem's like old now, and it, like, scares me. I'm like, what are you doing?
He looks like a rubber chicken or something. Like,
he looks like a rubber chicken.
No, that's rude. I'm not gonna. I can't rap battle
he's
Eminem.
Gonna come for you. Yeah, he's gonna come.
Eminem,
for you.
If you listen to this, the verse is hot.
The rap god.
He's like, that's a hot coffee pot. Maybe a poet on Donald Trump.
Ooh. Really? What? It's wait, like not. Wait. I was so confused as to what you were doing right now. I was like,
That was the first line of the Eminem.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what? It's something,
like,
about coffee
pot. Like, that's a hot coffee pot. Maybe I should pour it on Donald Trump. Probably not. And I was like, this isn't that tight.
Hard. Yeah.
And then everyone's like, he's back. He's back. And went online. I was like,
I think I missed the coffee pot. The hot coffee pot.
I was like, I think I missed something.
That doesn't even rhyme.
No, like, it's like Donald four. Trump. It's like 4.5 minutes of, like, kind of this awkward. I mean, he's doing
this,
it, like, battle rap style. Yeah, it's really aggressive. And then he's like,
I love it.
Fist up, like, we effing hate Donald Trump, and it ends. And I mean, it's a cool message. I liked it, but,
like, you know, it's the best, you know, that he can do at this time as a white male in America. He's like, yo, I'm gonna write this verse, bro. Like, put me on the mic.
Yeah, it was for the BT rap thing.
Oh, there we go.
He's one of those.
I'm shook.
Yeah,
that's funny.
You wanna do another song?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think we're getting close to the end of our time.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's do another song. Pick one.
Pick one. Anyone. Random one.
I'll pick one? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is a new one, right? Trick?
New one? Yeah, okay.
New-ish?
Yeah, let's do Trick.
Let's do that.
This is me, like, getting ready to breathe. I'm like, okay.
And then let's play a couple of songs, a couple of your selections from your favorite artist.
Yes.
Right now. And then we'll end the show.
That's
with
perfect.
That. Right? This is Prada Wit. Trick.
Trick on me, don't trick on me. I ain't tripping over dick, I ain't singing about a bitch. Don't slip on me, don't trick on me. I ain't tripping over dick, I ain't singing about a bitch. Don't slip on me, don't trick on me. I ain't tripping over dick, I ain't singing about a bitch. Lick on me, don't trick on me. I ain't tripping over dick, I ain't singing about a bitch. Yeah, I'm out with my friends downtown where we wallet up. Higher than a bird, we so saucy, yeah, we drippin' up. Know you at home, you still tragic, got me singing up. Surreal, kill a motherfucker, you a has been. Show your face around my hood, you about to get
get it smashed in. Lazy motherfuckers in no bridle, I hear mapping. I be steady driving with my L, fucking laughing. In my new denim, check it out, bitch be scratching. Fuck the police if you out in the West. Fuck a fake friend, ain't seen my best. Yeah, my sister on some Nike shit, they send us checks. We the bougie motherfuckers, got your main bitch pressed. Hair so curly, got your man's impressed. Straight head girls, don't touch my nest. Don't touch Leah, she an empress. Ain't no nigga about to phase these checks. We just laugh in your face, send your home to your mama. Catch me this time next year in the Bahamas. I be on no one side but P. God. In this rap game, they need me. God, lick on me, don't trick on me. I ain't chipping over dick, I ain't singing about a bitch. Don't slip on me, don't trick on me. I ain't trippin' over dick, I ain't singin' about a bitch. Don't slip on me, don't trick on me. I ain't trippin' over dick, I ain't singin' about a bitch. Lick on me, don't trick on me. I ain't trippin' over dick, I ain't singin' about a bitch.
Tight. When'd you write that one?
Just recently. It was like it was like a fun, I really liked that song. It was fun to write. I was like, yes. I like, and I was actually supposed to have Horsepower on it, but
oh, that would have been tight.
Yeah. I think like last minute I was just like, oh, I feel like I should do this like solo, like low key.
Right. And is that done? That's the final?
Yeah, that's the
one. It's a nice short one.
Yeah, it's like really like it's supposed to be made so you replay it over and over and over again. I'm joking. Spin that shit. That's what's up.
Shouts out Horsepower and Crimes and Treasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, putting me on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's shit. What else? How far can you throw a USB?
What?
How far can you throw a USB?
How far can I throw a USB?
Yeah, I read this interview where you were talking about you saw Kanye West like in the distance. You were like, at the end of the day, it's how far can you throw a USB?
Bro, let me just tell you, I played Little League baseball.
Oh shit! Okay,
so that can just tell you how far.
Like pretty far. You can get
pretty damn
that USB.
All
yo.
My might. Yo.
That's gonna land right in his hand.
And I got like five right people. We're all gonna throw a USB.
Yeah, we're all throwing.
So at least one of them is gonna make it. I don't
know. You know,
or just right in his pocket.
No,
he's got bigger pockets now.
Bro, no, he got bigger everything. He got bigger everything now. So it's gonna hit him in some direction. I already know that. And like, oh my god, where'd you hear that?
I don't know. It may have been the Discord interview, or I don't know. I don't know where I heard that. I don't know where I heard that. It's a mystery.
I'm
trying to take after Nardwar.
We had Kendrick.
You
had a USB, or no? You were like, you couldn't.
No, I every concert someone goes to, I'm like, plug me like a motherfucker. Like literally, actually, Nasli, she met SZA, and the only thing she said to SZA like over and over again was like, oh, like check out Lil Kanye on Instagram. Don't forget Lil Kanye. Like it's Alien Kanye on SoundCloud. Please just do this one thing. And SZA was like repeating it back to her and everything. It was like, yeah, I was like, damn, yo, if SZA checks me out, yo, I'm gonna be like so, I'm gonna die. Like,
were you at that show?
No, I couldn't be, but like. You were there?
It was good, yeah.
Oh, I bet.
I paid like $90 last minute. I was like, I'm going.
You crazy person.
It started.
You crazy
it was like
person.
35, and then the night of, I was like listening to music. And I was like, and I went on StubHub, and I
hope
was like,
one day I can have a tour where I just inflate everything, and then people like you come through, and it's like, hey, you got that $100 to stay.
It was somebody like buying extra tickets and then selling them.
Definitely reselling.
But like I saw Erykah Badu for $90, so I was like, if it's if it's as good as Erykah Badu, or better, then there's money well spent, and it was. This is fucking amazing.
Like I think I paid like $70 to see Nas, and I was like, I was such a big fan too. I was like, oh, I can't fucking wait, like bro, this is a rap dream. Like I literally thought I was gonna be like a boom bap rapper, so I was just like, so I was like, oh my god.
Do you make any stuff like that anymore?
Oh, but it's out there. It's somewhere on the internet. Like there's a lot of like demos that like I used to make with people that are just like floating around.
Y'all just gotta dig.
It's on there. It really definitely is. I can't get rid of it, but yeah, it's out there.
It's out there somewhere.
It's out there.
Maybe I'll find it.
Universe, yeah.
What you gonna play?
Well, you have some songs.
Give me that. Boom boom pop pop. spoon erbij.
En dan boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, ba. Mens not hot.
I said, babes, mens not hot.
Lynx effect.
Perspiration thing. I love it. Like,
that's the funniest shit ever, man.
Right? It's Yo, so good. I love it. I watch it like 40 times a day.
I watched it one time, and then my friend's like, no, he kept watching it. And I'm like, yo, it's really not that funny. And then he kept saying it, repeating it, and I fell in love. I was like, yeah.
We're going to make choreo to that.
Yeah. You don't know if he's serious at first. You're like, no.
Is he serious?
He's trolling and shit.
Hey, but you know what? Let's plug him because he deserves money.
Shout out Big Shaq.
Big Shaq is his, like, it's actually the song. The full song is on Apple Music now. So
oh, that's a song. That wasn't just freestyle.
No, well, it was a freestyle and it got turned in. Like, now it's a song.
Oh, my God.
So you can go play that because he deserves money for, like, making that many people, like, fall in love with that. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, I got three songs here that you sent me.
Okay. I sent you three?
Well, you sent me four.
Okay.
But
I was like, yeah.
but I figured I already played a solo key jam.
Oh,
so
true.
I was gonna pick one of the solo key tracks. Which one is your favorite out of those?
Ooh. Oh, out of the
You sent me My Girl and the Boy Bada Bark.
Which one?
Boy Bada Bark.
Boy Bada Bark. Right. I'm on My Girl though, but like
yeah, I know. That shit's funny, by the way, at the end.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear it no more. I'm like, I get harassed for it every day. It's all good.
All right, and then what? After that, the Eros Taylor. I'll play that.
Yes, please play that.
What can you tell me about this man?
Amazingness. Like, literally everybody, like my whole team is like in love with him. They're all like, oh my God, we love it. And I'm like, yep.
It's funny because I played him last week, kind of
so
getting ready for the chapel thing. And then I saw him, and he's like, oh, I was on that tape. And I was like, which one are you? And he's like, I was like, oh, I played you last night. And then I hit him up and told him that you requested to have a song played tonight. So shouts out to him.
Really? Did he?
And his angelic-ass voice.
Actually.
Holy shit.
I really want to collab so bad. Like, that's one thing I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, actual, like, talent in this city, like his talent is still alive here.
Yeah,
and like
tight.
He needs to regain all.
He's so good when he's live too.
Yeah, the live is really good at on Friday, at 333. Yeah, it was really good. He wore a bulletproof vest.
Oh, that's
very
trippy.
Passionate though.
Very passionate.
Very passionate.
All right, we'll get into that, and then this last one, this Two Tabs. Who's that?
Cold Turkey.
Is that
the guy who produced Trick? He's like an amazing
local or
yeah
oh,
he's like amazing, and he has a new song out with BB Jules, and these are just songs I like a lot, and you were like, oh, send me some songs you like, and I was like, I really like these ones.
Well, first off, let's get into Solo Key, Boy Bada Bark, and then I'll just play out the rest. Welcome and thank you for fucking being here.
Yeah, okay, can we plug first?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Plug your
we
shit.
So
sorry.
Wait, hold on. You need a
last
plug.
Step.
That's the best part. Okay, so Instagram, to see more Prado stuff, it's Instagram at Lil Kanye. It's like Lil Wayne, but Lil Kanye. And then my sister Zulema is Zulema with two Y's. It'll be up there. Leah Abajero and Idalia Mairena on Instagram. I'll make a post, and you guys go follow them. Give them internet clout. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
I don't wanna talk. I've had a bad day, boy, but a bark. I keep it in for dinner, I spark. Lit like Flint, light you up. I don't wanna talk. I've had a bad day, boy, but a bark. I keep it in for dinner, I spark. Lit like Flint, light you up. I don't wanna talk. I just work a double shift, shit, I'm sore. Shit, hurt my hip, stiff as a smoke a spliff to my dome. I don't wanna talk. Just got stopped by the cops. Said I look like the perp. I'm like, yah, yah, yah. I don't wanna talk. I've had a bad day, boy, but a bark. I keep it in for dinner, I'd spark. Lit like Flint, light you up. I don't wanna talk. Me, my girl got robbed. Me, my girl got stopped at a car near the bar near her family home. Oh, I don't wanna talk. I've had a bad day, boy, but a bark. I keep
living for dinner, I spark. Lit like Flint, light you up. I don't wanna talk, high for the bad day, boy, better bark. I keep it in there for dinner, I spark. Lit like Flint, light you up, light you up.
Tabs in my sister, feeling dumb as fuck. Yeah, she licked a tip, fucking on his bitch. I'ma get my M's, feeling ignorant. Fuck your bitch, yo, then I fucking dip.
I'm Water Crime Guide. I'd like you to hear something.